welcome to Finley's My Little Pony Podcast. This is episode 31. I'm Finley and this is my dad.
Hi, Finley. How's it going?
Good.
Well, you're into your countdown for your final days of school. How many days are left now?
Three.
Are you excited about the end of school?
Kind of yes, kind of no. I'm going to miss school and then yay summer.
Well, what are you going to miss about school?
Well, school's fun.
That's a turnaround. You usually don't say that about school. What are you enjoying about school this year?
I just like school.
You just like school. Well, that's pretty interesting. Nice lack of detail on that one, Finn.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday was a pretty important day, too, don't you think?
Yeah.
What was so special about yesterday?
It was annual Finley's the best person in the whole world day.
I don't know. Wasn't that every day of the year?
Yes.
Well, in addition to Finley's the best person in the world day, what else was yesterday?
It was Father's Day.
Did you happen to do anything nice for your father yesterday?
Yeah, I cleaned his room.
I don't think that happened.
Okay. I can wish.
Yeah, you can wish. You mean your mother and I can wish. I don't think that's going to be happening anytime soon. Did you do anything nice for me yesterday?
Yeah.
Like what?
I got you a rock.
And it was my favorite rock of all time. Is there anything special about this rock?
It was black, it was brown, and it had a gold heart on it.
I guess the heart was nice. Did it come like that?
No. I drew it myself with gold marker because I like Sharpie.
You drew a heart because you like Sharpies?
Yes, not only that, but I was bored.
So you drew a heart on the rock for your father?
Yes.
Because you're bored?
Maybe.
Was that heart supposed to mean anything else or what?
I love you.
Oh, well, that's nice, Finley. I know that was very hard for you to say. Since we're back to our regularly scheduled Finley Appreciation Day, anything else that we should know about?
My birthday's coming up.
Oh, wow. Then that's like double, that's like extra special, super duper Finley Appreciation Day. Then.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, I know something else. So you saw Finding Dory the other day.
Yeah, I did.
Do you have a review for Finding Dory to share with the listeners?
Well, it was a really good movie. Me and my mom thought that it was going to be a repeat of Finding Nemo, but it wasn't. It was like this whole thing where Dory went out, set off, and all she got this backflash of her...
Flashback. Your brother says that too, backflash. But anyway, she got a flashback of what?
Of seeing her parents. And when she fell, because they used to warn her about something. And when someone mentioned that something, she remembered. And then she fell off a ledge. And then she said where her parents lived. And
it all came back to her?
Yeah, and then she went on an adventure to find it.
So, was it a happy movie in the end?
Yeah.
Were there any sad parts?
Not that I know of, no.
Did it make you cry?
No.
No, you don't cry at movies, do you?
No.
So, on a scale of 1 to 5 clownfish, how many clownfish did you give Finding Dory?
5.
So, was it better than Finding Nemo or about the same as Finding Nemo?
About the same.
Okay, so you highly recommend people go see Finding Dory then?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well... Enough with non-My Little Pony-related animation. Let's get on to the business at hand. Today, we're going to talk about Episode 3 of Season 2, which is called...
Lesson Zero.
Lesson Zero. And
I thought you would forget to say Season 2, and it would just sound like... We were still on Episode 3 of My Little Pony altogether.
Going back to the very beginning. Nope, we've made it on. We moved on.
Back
right
there.
We're full into season 2.
To the second milestone.
We're right into season 2 now. So why don't you take it away and describe to us Lesson Zero.
Okay. We start at Twilight's little tree hut. And why would you live in a tree? Who knows? But we start at the tree. And Twilight asks Spike, how are you doing today? No, she doesn't. Okay. So she asks, she's got a checklist and... And then she makes a list of the things she has to accomplish by the end of the day. And then the number one was make the list of the things that she has to accomplish by the end of the day. And then My Little Pony. Da-da-da, I forget the rest of the theme song. So we go back, and they have already done a lot of things. And the list is really long. And then they go to make cupcakes. And Mrs. Cupcake says something oddly familiar. Twilight says, I ordered 12 cupcakes, but how come I've got an extra? And she said, well, I had an extra cupcake, so I wanted to make it a baker's dozen. And I was actually wondering this a few days ago. Who is really the owner of the shop? Is it Mrs., like, the boss of the shop? Is it Mrs. Cake or Mr. Carrot Cake? Because, like, he's the man, and he's, like, taller and maybe a little bit older than Mrs. Cake, so I don't know who runs it. And she says the baker's dozen. Usually the baker's the owner, and I don't know. And, like, the chef is the other one. I'm getting on with that. So she doesn't like that the icing has slid, so they mean she kept swiping it and swiping it. Also, Mrs. Cake's hair is the same frosting color and looks exactly like the cupcakes, because not only is her hair shaped like frosting, like a cupcake, but her cutie marks three cupcakes, and she made it pink frosting on the cupcakes, too. So then she wipes off all the things until the cupcakes only have one little scoop of icing on it. Frosting, or icing. Is there a difference between icing and frosting? I don't really know.
What do you think?
I think they're the same thing.
I think they're the same thing, too.
Then what's the difference between the two words?
There isn't. They're just... They're
tasty?
You know, they're, you know, you can have more than two words to describe the same thing.
Oh, and anyway,
that's just the case here.
I was just talking about how who is the real boss of Sugar Cube Corner.
Uh-oh, there goes the phone in the Finley My Little Pony podcast studios again, just like last time.
This is the second time now. Okay, ongoing with the story. So then she goes back and they get back, and then when Spike says something, good thing we don't have to write anything when it says Celestia, and then she notices that we haven't done it this week, and then she gets all nervous that she's going to get tardy because she thinks she has to be the absolutely best student ever. So, trying to beat the clock here. Then she asks where the calendar is. Spike finds it in the drawer and says where it always is, and then she takes it and Spike lands into the place where she's putting the book down. She reads it and she says, when was the last time I think did it? And Spike says, Tuesday. And then when she asks what day it was, it's Tuesday. So she has to send it by the day or she'll be tardy. And she doesn't want to be tardy or she'll think she'll be sent back grade. But because she thinks Celestia is such a bad ruler that she thinks she'll send him back all the way back to Magic Kindergarten. Wow, putting it hard on Celestia. And then she looks at the sun, and it's like the tick-tocking of a clock, and the sun moves like a clock hand. And then she gets really scared that she can't do it, so she goes out into the town to find it, and then she hears Rarity scream. And then Rarity says, she says, woe's me, and like all that drama queen stuff. And then when she can't find it, she gets all, oh.
You didn't say what she couldn't find.
She couldn't find her diamond-encrusted ribbon, which she brought at her fainting couch, apparently, for the whole video.
Hey, that's good. That's actually what that's called. It's called a fainting couch.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, because she fainted on a couch.
Well, I didn't know if you... But that's actually the proper term for that kind of couch. It's a fainting couch.
So she brought over a cat on her fainting couch, and she starts crying. She's like, this is the worst possible thing. And then Twilight Sparkle says her whole speech about how she's going to help, Rarity says, oh, there it is. Isn't the last place you look? And it always is.
Just like every time you misplace your glasses,
yeah.
Like every day,
yeah.
It's always in the. Is it always in the last place you look whenever you try to find your glasses?
Yeah. Okay. So after that, she goes out and then she Applejack and Rainbow Dash. So she sees Rainbow Dash kicking up Applejack's barn, which I still think she could have. She's like destroying it and even ripping her, using her teeth to rip it out. Like, that's a way to get splinters. How is she not getting any splinters? She's jamming herself into a wood building. Anyway, so then Twilight assumes that Rainbow Dash is mad at Applejack, so she's destroying Applejack's property. And then she brings Rainbow Dash over and says, well, the funny part about this part was one of my favorite parts, is she says, Rainbow Dash must hate Applejack's guts. Oh, wonderful. That's the best.
Because she's celebrating the fact that two of her friends are mad at each other.
Yeah, and then she brings Rainbow Dash over to a bench. She's like, why don't you tell me all about your issues with Applejack? And pats her on the head. And has little mini reading glasses, like her grandma like has it on the edge of her nose.
So. Or like your mother has now. See, so is your mother or grandmother now that she has those kind of glasses?
No.
Well, she'll be happy to hear that.
Okay. So after that, she does a sonic rainbow and blows up the whole place. After Applejack told her that she wanted her to get rid of this property so she could put a new barn because this one's got like no paint. It's all rusty, everything's broken, shattered, and has spider webs. But can't you just, like, repaint it?
Yeah, because so Rainbow Dash was doing this with Applejack's complete approval, huh?
Yeah, so Applejack was down in a ditch in the middle of nowhere.
I think it was a dry riverbed.
Mm-hmm. She has, like, a helmet on.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got safety first.
Yep. And then she... Also, and then she says to duck for cover, and when she does a sonic rainboom, all this wood lands on them. And then Applejack just pops up, but Twilight pops up really slowly, and her hair's all wild. And this is the part where Twilight goes absolutely insane about being the best student she could be. So then she goes crazy because she doesn't like that she'll go back to Magic Kindergarten because she'll think everyone's going to tease her. So then she, like, pets her tail, like she's going absolutely insane, like, it's okay, we still have a little bit more time. And the sun's, like, clocking down like a clock, like I said, it's getting closer and closer and closer to going down. And then she, oh, right, before that she goes to see Fluttershy, and she sees Fluttershy beating up a bear, and she thinks that Fluttershy chose today to be a big pony to get over fears. But then we find out that Fluttershy is actually just helping the bear relax his shoulder because he had a lot of tension in it. And so after that, yeah, she's petting her tail on the bench and she's looking into a puddle and talking to herself. And then she sees little fillies and she thinks they're laughing at her. And then Spike gets her to snap out of it and look at that they're just laughing because they're having fun. And she gets really worked up, and Spike gives her the box with the cupcakes and brings up the picnic, and then she says, I'll go see my friends! And then, after that, she runs to the picnic, and Pinkie Pie has this weirdo basket that she somehow attached balloons to the bottom, and...
We talked about that. She probably tied the balloons to something heavy, and then put that heavy thing in the bottom of the basket.
But then the basket wouldn't float if something heavy was on it.
Well, that's true. You're right. Did the basket float up?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I missed that.
And then made this weird noise like, whoop. And then Rarity said she forgot the forks and spoons, which, how do you use them? If you're not a unicorn... How would you use them?
That's like, exactly right. You'd have to have magic to work.
Or use your mouth, like, oh.
Well, I think that's how the normal ponies would eat. They'd just use their mouth. They wouldn't use any utensils.
Yeah, I was just thinking they put the fork in their mouth and go, stir. And then... But
see, if they're holding the fork with their mouth, they can't get the food that's on the fork into their mouth then.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't really work.
Would the Pegasus use their wings to hold it?
I don't think wings work like that.
I am completely confused. And then she brings out
I think that was a good
then
point.
Then she brings out her fainting couch again. And she says this again. This is the worst possible thing. And then they all look at her funny and she's like, You weren't suspecting me to lay on the grass, were you? And then Twilight says she's not okay, and they got all scared, and then she said the exact same thing she told Spike, that she'd be tardy, and they laugh at her because they think it's nonsense that she's getting worked up over nothing. And then she runs off, and then he figures out that she's going to make her own problem. And this is the worst part. I wonder if Daddy can look up the noise that she made that I really don't like. But she's like in a bush, and then the bird lands in the nest. She makes this really weird noise.
I think I'd need a little bit more preparation than this to get the noises loaded up for the podcast. But
like a really weird giggle, like hee-hee-hee.
Yeah, but it was more than the noise that bugged you out, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, that she had a big, creepy smile.
She had a creepy smile. Her hair was all askew. Her eyes were bugged out.
Yeah, like she was giving the eye twitch, and then I would really not want to be the Cutie Mark Crusaders. Like, they were just playing ball, and then this random person just pops out of their ball and says, "Hi, girls!"
She exploded their ball there. Just have a nice day. Wait a minute, and all of a sudden, boop, it's gone.
She's like, "Hey, girls, you look like some good friends. You don't need help from another good friend." I'd be like super creeped out and just like run away. And then she brings out this old toy, and its name is Smarty Pants. And then she gives a notebook and pencil, a quill. Again, how would they use the quill, though? Their mouth?
Yes, that, I think. Well, I think they'd use their mouth for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So after that, she made a problem by putting a spell on it because the girls didn't like it. And Sweetie Belle just kept going, "I really like her name." And then she put a "want it, need it" on spell. And then Apple Bloom says, "I want it." Wait, no, Scooby says, "I want it." And then Apple Bloom says, "I need it." And Sweetie Belle says, "I really like her name."
You said that spell has a name?
Yeah, "want it, need it" spell. She's like,
"want it, need it."
The "want it, need it" spell always works. And then she tries to get in there, but she doesn't. And then she asks Mr. Mac, Big Mac, to get it. And then he gets the spell on him. And then they all chase each other. And then everyone goes into a big pile because every other pony said it, saw it. And then they all pile up on each other and start fighting each other. And then Celestia comes out of nowhere and uses her big Cassie spell to change everything, even though Luna should have been there because it was nighttime. And then after that,
I guess it was nighttime, but it didn't look like nighttime. It did. It still was bright.
That's because she was using her bright magic.
You think so?
Yeah. Okay. And then she made everyone just stop fighting, and Derpy and the mayor were fighting. They all stopped fighting. They all left, and Big Macintosh still liked it without the spell. He really liked the doll. So he like ran after it with it. And then she got in big trouble. She's like, "I'll meet you in the library." Every other pony's like holding their hooves over their mouth.
And based on what we've seen before, they have real fear. They should fear Celestia when she's angry, huh?
Yeah, and then they sat when Twilight said, "I'll see you back." And guess what Rarity does? She takes out her fainting cat and says, "This is the worst possible thing ever." And then she makes this little noise. I can't make it, but she's like, "Oh." And then she says, "What? I really mean it this time." So I guess after that, she was just using other ponies to make her feel bad. And feel bad for her.
You think so?
Yeah, and when Twilight asked her before what she needed after that, she's like, "Can you go get that measuring tape? I think I just left it over there somewhere. Just go get it."
Well, the thing is
she even gave the little sad lip. Same with Rarity's, that she's just letting everyone do her work for her. So then after that, Celestia explains the whole thing, that she doesn't have to do it every single time. She's a wonderful student after all. And then everyone stops her, even though it is her fault. She, literally made the whole town go crazy over this little doll.
She did literally make the town go crazy.
And then she asked how it did it at Spike Center. And then she also asked everyone to write a letter to her now. Every single pony to write the letter. In the next episode, they actually break that promise. So,
That didn't last very long.
No.
Well, that was a... They were not internally consistent with their own story logic.
Yeah. So, then they ran the story, and I think the lesson was that you shouldn't let your fears get the best of you, and when your friend tells you something, you should care about it. You shouldn't just think it's a little problem.
Just because you don't think it's a problem.
That doesn't mean it isn't. And there, I remembered. And that's the end.
That's the end? Well, good job, Finley. So, on a scale of 1 to 5, freaked out ponies. How many freaked out ponies would you give
There's
this?
There's only one freaked out pony, and her name is Miss Twilight, Alicorn, Sparkle. Just kidding. Okay, so...
On a scale of 1 to 5, how many would you give this episode?
4.
Yeah. Wow, now that's a pretty harsh rating for you, because usually it's 5 out of 5 across the board.
Mm-hmm.
So why not a full 5 this time?
Twilight's just, like, freaking me out.
So you didn't like it because Twilight was just actually scary.
Not only did she, like, let the fears get the best of her, she let her looks get the best of her. She turned into that Pinkie Pie that before that started talking to rocks.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking to herself in a puddle. She's, like, listening to herself. And she hears herself talking back to herself, like, you can do it. No, I can't do it. And just back and forth. And not only that, but I don't like how they made that promise. In the next episode, they break it.
But the thing I mean, I think this is a funny episode. Certainly, Twilight acting like a big goofball
mm-hmm.
is funny. But I'd say that my problem with the episode is it does a bit of character assassination for two of its main ponies.
No, totally that. But I also have to point out that everyone was scared of Celestia. Not only that, Celestia, at the beginning of the video, she said she won't just send me back to grade. She'll send me back to Magic
Kindergarten.
As soon as before I said that, the light flickered, like, it knew how evil it was.
You think so? Even our house recognized that it was evil.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, Finley, the problem I had with it is, even though it was silly, one, look at Twilight in this episode. It was just a matter of being late to send a note that it sent her so far over the edge that she could not even control herself. And she went crazy in probably the course of a couple hours. Because from the time she figured it out to the end of that day wasn't very long. And during that period of time, she completely went nuts, which meant that she probably has something wrong with her to begin with. To go from what you thought was normal to controlling people's minds and making them love a stuffed animal so much that they're willing to hurt their friends.
If I can't find a problem, I'll make a problem.
Yeah. No, she went so far over the edge that she was willing to make her friends hurt each other. And she did this for a note, and it only took that long. I'd say she's cuckoo, or at least this episode makes it seem like...
She wasn't looking, Scootaloo gave the cuckoo sign, but waving her hoof in a circle like...
Mm-hmm. I think that for everyone's best interest, Twilight should be on some fairly heavy antipsychotics.
It's like everything
all the time
counts for Celestia, because they all know that Celestia will do anything
so everyone's terrified of Celestia. Twilight is mentally unbalanced, and then the other thing is Rarity. Rarity, who in previous episodes, like the Diamond Dog one, was shown to be really tough and not such a baby.
Is now making everyone do everything and just acting. Woe is me.
Yeah, throw a huge hissy fit over everything.
I forgot the plates and napkins.
Yeah, so this episode, although silly, didn't actually represent any of the ponies that we know from the last several episodes.
The thing that I don't like is that they made this promise to Celestia to forget Yeah. Twilight's punishment. They break the promise. Not only that, but the friends help Twilight. Twilight doesn't even say thank you after saving them.
Yeah, so lots of issues. So I agree with you then, Finley. This episode probably doesn't deserve a full 5 out of 5.
No, he's just out of the room. Okay.
Yeah, so okay, so what was your favorite part of this episode?
My favorite part about this episode is that they showed a lot of other characters can be what you didn't think they could be. Twilight impressed me about how crazy she goes about her work.
Well, see, now I thought we just talked about how that was the worst part of the episode. Now you're saying that's the best part of the episode?
I don't know. It's like showing all the other ponies, like, there's another side to them.
So I guess the reason you liked it is because it made the ponies you liked the least look bad. Is that what you're telling me?
Maybe.
So, as long as they only assassinate the character of the ponies you don't like, you're fine with it.
I guess so, yeah. I mean, I'd go crazy if they put Luna in there and she was one of them.
One of the ones being awful?
Yeah. I mean, how would Luna go crazy? Well,
We already saw how Luna went crazy. She became Nightmare Moon.
Well, it's Celestia's fault. I know
Can keep blaming Celestia, but I think Nightmare Moon needs to take some personal responsibility at some point.
I looked up how Luna became Nightmare Moon, and guess what came up? It came up why Celestia is such a bad sister. I actually found that video. I found why Luna was rejected. And one of my personal favorites.
Yes.
It's not Luna's fault.
So that's all your internet sleuthing tells you that Luna is completely blameless in the situation.
Almost every headcanon said that it was Celestia's fault. And it made her so angry that she just wanted to get Celestia back. Because I remember one of them, they went back to a flashback. And she said, there can only be one princess because she got so angry at Celestia. Because as we saw in the beginning of the episode, everyone gave her too much attention. Because she made herself look good. I bet she gave Luna the moon just so she can be out there and print sun.
Well, what was your least favorite part of this episode?
My least favorite part was that little noise that Twilight made. Like, not only that, but that she destroyed those poor little fillies' ball.
So just the fact that she was a full-on psychopath.
That she ruined kids' fun time, and not only she let her fears get the best of her.
Well, what was your favorite part?
My favorite part was when Rainbow Dash laid down and put her sunglasses on, and then Twilight gave her that creepy look with all her like really creepy teeth, and she's like, "Hey!"
Did I say favorite? I meant to say funniest.
Oh, the funniest part?
Because you already said what your favorite part was. You said your favorite part was them making all the ponies look bad.
The funniest part was what I just said when she made, when Twilight scared Rainbow Dash and she just put down her shades and relaxed. Like, relaxing and then you find that face just looking up at you.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
So, let's see. Who was the most valuable pony of this episode, would you say?
The most valuable pony, I think... You said this before we had the podcast. You said the most valuable pony was Spike because he was the one who went and got Celestia and noticed that...
He's the one who saved the day in the end.
Well, except in the end of the spell where he took off the paper going, P.S. And we all know Spike's the best friend because you can't trust any of the other ponies.
I don't think he said you can't trust him.
I don't know about that, but he went on and on about how he's better than everyone else.
I don't think he said he's better. He was just talking about how good he was.
Yeah.
But I think he was the most valuable because not only did he save the day, but you said the lesson of this episode was that even if you don't think a problem is a big deal, if your friend does, you should pay attention to it. And that's what Spike did. While the rest of the ponies were laughing at Twilight, Spike actually was very concerned about her and went to get Celestia to help.
Yeah, she's like, Twilight, are you okay?
So do you agree Spike was the MVP then?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And pony roll call.
Well, it's not MVP. It's most valuable. It's MVD, most valuable dragon. Out of all the dragons, he is the top favorite.
I would say so. He's leading the charts right now in the dragon standings. How about the pony roll call, Finley? Who showed up in this? So we did see and hear from the main six, Spike.
All of them, everyone. We heard from Spike. We heard from Celestia. We heard from Mayor Mare. We heard from Big Macintosh with his big lines. Yup.
Nope. And the Cutie Mark Crusaders were all there.
Yeah, I really like her name.
And, of course, the Bon Bon was in the background as well. Bon Bon even got a line in there as well.
Also known as Sweetie Drops.
Which we will get to soon as far as the...
as you say soon, you mean a while from now, like 3 seasons next, because that's, let's see, season 5. Mm-hmm. And they're still making season 6.
And then Mayor. Orange Swirl also got a line in there.
I said Mayor.
Oh, okay. There's a voice in my ear reminding me Mayor, so I wasn't sure if we forgot it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Orange Swirl, and I think that's it, right?
Yes, like, I think the Orange Swirl was that Pegasus, like, that amazing, incredible doll.
Yes. It was Sweetie Drops / Bon Bon and Orange Swirl who made the 2 comments in the background.
Orange Swirl was the first, Mirror said, scenario by saying, what are they looking at? And she's like, it's that doll. And then Sweetie Drops and Bon Bon / Bon Bon said, that amazing, incredible doll.
Let's see, Finley. How about, okay, let's do a little bit of Finley's headcanon corner.
Woo!
Now, one of the things I found to be interesting around this.
Yes.
Was the amount of power that Twilight had. Magic power.
She probably just learned it in a book stuff.
Well, I guess my question is just how powerful is she? Because, you know, she went into her momentary psychosis and with it was able to change every single pony in Ponyville and turn them on each other with a single magic spell. Would you consider that to be powerful? How many ponies have that kind of power? Is it just the princesses that can get to that level, or is it all unicorns? Do you think Rarity can cast?
What do you mean all the princesses? She's not a princess.
You're right. Well, we know she's going to become an alicorn. Is it that Twilight is that powerful, or can all unicorns cast that level of magic where they can make ponies turn on each other?
I did find this one thing on YouTube where it says Twilight was an alicorn before she was an alicorn. And it explained that the Cora said in another episode that we're going to get to way over there that she said only alicorn magic can do something. And she made the same color that she did as a unicorn. And she said only alicorn magic. And that was what it looked like for alicorn magic. And then Twilight did that in another episode before she became an alicorn, and it said that she had the power of an alicorn before she was an alicorn.
Mm-hmm. So your reading of the situation is that she was using alicorn magic to do something
like probably Celestia was all like, hey, I'm an alicorn, I want to show you some of my magic.
So do you think if Twilight...
She's got all these books. Do you think she found an alicorn, an alicorn skills to being awesome by Celestia?
Mm-hmm. Do you think if Twilight turned evil, she could control all the other ponies if she has that kind of magic power? Do you think she could just control all their minds and make them work for her?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, so she is
more
or less powerful than Celestia.
She's less powerful. And also, in another comic book, Celestia got defended when another pony found out.
Offended.
Because got scared that she would be overruled because another pony found out that a spell had to become an alicorn that's less you could do to make someone an alicorn.
Hmm.
And also, in that video, it showed that Celestia didn't make Twilight an alicorn. Twilight made herself an alicorn because Celestia just stood there and watched.
Okay, so it was the power was in Twilight the whole time.
I guess so. Like, a magical force of her made herself an alicorn, and she could do it all along.
Maybe she had midichlorians in her. Okay, well, Finley, do you have anything else to add about this particular episode?
No.
Do you want to let people know where they can contact you?
Yeah, there is at Finley's phone.
Why don't you try that again? Say two.
I can't say it. Okay, at Finley's Pony.
For Twitter.
And Finley's Pony at gmail.com.
For email.
Yeah.
And of course, if they tweet us or email us, we'll read it on the show.
Yeah.
And other than that, Finley, what do you have to say?
This video could have been 20% cooler. Bye!